besties, welcome back to another episode of the Broken Hearts Club podcast. Guys, I know it's been a minute. I'm sorry for the radio silence on our end. There have been a lot of things going on, first of all, in my personal life, in my professional life. Also, a lot of things going on with the podcast. So, for those of you who don't know, this podcast is actually part of a startup that me and Anastasia have, but I'll touch on that a little bit towards the end because we're back and hopefully we're back with weekly episodes again. And I definitely missed talking to you guys and really missed talking about these subjects because I'm super passionate about it. So I'm very excited. And I think for today's episode, I actually want to talk about dating. And first of all, I just want to say that there are so many things that I could say about dating. And I have so many ideas for episodes because I think this is such a broad topic. And I'm not sure at the moment how it's going to go. So if I'm going to make this like a mini series and do episodes each week that are related to dating, or if they're going to be a little bit more sporadic because maybe next week I'm going to have a different topic I want to talk about, and then in 3 weeks I'm going to come back to dating. So bear with me. We'll see how it goes. But I think for today's episode, I just want to kind of talk about how you can approach dating again, like post-breakup dating, in a more mindful way, and also just kind of touch base a little bit on my experience, what that was like for me. I definitely had a lot of failed first dates, and I really want to make an episode. Again, I'm not sure if it's just going to be me or maybe with a guest or with Anastasia, where we just share first dates that went horribly or that were funny, just like funny, horrible dating stories, because I definitely have quite a few I think I can mention. And I think that's going to be, just a funny episode to listen to. So definitely stay tuned for that one. I'm excited to record that one soon. And yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about mindful dating and maybe give you some tips, because I think these would have been really beneficial for me when I first started dating after my breakup. I was definitely not approaching dating in the most healthy and mindful way. I think I have that approach now, which is good, but also would have been useful to have that right after my breakup. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. I think the first thing that is pretty important to mention is taking the time for self-discovery after a breakup. And this can mean a lot of different things. So it can mean discovering who you are as a person outside of the relationship. So discovering new hobbies, taking up new skills, new activities, but it can also mean discovering what kind of partner you want to be and what kind of partner you don't want to be when you reflect back on your relationship. I think this is really important, and I think it's important to take time for this. And I think this kind of goes with some of the other tips and things I want to mention. Really just take the time and try not to rush into dating. I think one of the things for me right after my breakup, I felt a lot of pressure to jump back into dating as soon as possible, especially since my ex moved on so quickly. I'm pretty sure he started dating someone new almost immediately after we broke up. So that kind of sucked a little bit and it hurt. And I was, of course, upset about that. And I also wanted to start dating someone super quick after, for a lot of reasons, to show him I moved on, I'm with someone new, whatever. But yeah, that was definitely not the most healthy approach. It's not a competition. Healing is not a competition. Everyone heals differently. Everyone needs a different amount of time to heal. And I think it's so important to let yourself heal after the breakup and just give yourself time. You will still spend so much of your time with someone in a relationship with a partner in the future, you know. So really take this time that you're single and embrace it and appreciate it. I mean, in 10 years, maybe you'll have kids and a husband and you're not going to be able to have the slow morning to yourself that you really love. So take the time now that you're single and just really enjoy life and do everything that you want to do, because you're not held back by someone. You don't have to compromise on things with someone. So enjoy it and really get to know yourself and what you want and don't want in your next relationship, and how you also want to be in your next relationship. And I think this kind of goes along with the next tip and approach that I would have, is understand when you're ready to start dating again. So, you know, don't jump straight into it. And I think it's also important to have a good mindset about it. So, you know, if you're dating just for the sake of wanting to meet someone new to move on and forget, it's not a very good approach. And you're probably going to be entering dating with a lot of emotional baggage that you have not yet, you know, healed from and dealt with. So, you know, having a mindset more that you're ready to explore meeting someone new and you're more curious about dating again and about having a relationship, I think maybe that's a little bit of a better approach to have. And I mean, you know, there is no timeline, like I said. I think for me it took, I started dating again actually in February of this year of 2023. And yeah, so it took me a couple months, I would say, to really feel like I'm ready to explore dating again, explore, you know, people and going on dates and meeting different people. So definitely just give yourself that time and really understand when you're ready to do it, because you're ready and not because you want to do it for other reasons like pressure, and pressure maybe not only from your ex because they moved on, but also pressure from your friends. Sometimes I think dating right after you break up with someone is a bit of a coping mechanism, and sometimes friends can maybe also push this a little bit, because they'll be like, oh well, if you meet someone new then you'll forget all about your ex. And I mean, that is true. I think sometimes the best way to really forget about someone is to start dating someone new, but I think that can also come with time. I mean, it shouldn't be super soon after your breakup. I think you can still wait a couple months, or, you know, whenever you're ready, that can also be a couple weeks. But yeah, so just really understand when you're ready and try to block off any pressure, because at the end of the day, you know, only you really know when you're ready to start dating again. And I think the next point I want to make really correlates to this one. So it's avoid comparing yourself to, or avoid comparing your situation to your ex's situation. So who starts dating when, but also avoid comparing your ex to new people that you meet, because this can be a little bit toxic, and also it's really not a fair approach, because no one will ever be like your ex. So it's kind of already giving the other person that you're going on a date with kind of like an unfair advantage if every single thing that they do you're going to be comparing to your ex. So yeah, I think that can really hinder kind of the ability to build a genuine connection with someone new, and yeah, it can also maybe cause problems down the line. So try to avoid comparing yourself and comparing yourself and your situation and the partners that you're, potential partners that you're going on dates with. And I think, yeah, only when you're really ready to start dating, you can not make these comparisons, because I think in the beginning stages, like I said, so maybe right after your breakup and your friends are kind of pressuring you and you go on a date, and then the whole date you're just sitting there and you're thinking, well, he's not like my ex, he'll never be as good, or stuff like this. So yeah, give yourself time to kind of fully get over them, and then I think this will help avoiding all of this comparison. And I feel like this is easier said than done because I'm definitely a little bit guilty of this myself. So just give yourself time. Another thing that I think is really important, not only in dating and in mindfulness, but also just in life, is trying to embrace the present moment and really being mindful when you're dating. And I think one thing that I can really recommend to all of you, regardless of your relationship status, if you're single, if you're heartbroken, if you're in a relationship, is the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I started reading this maybe 1 or 2 months ago. I'm about 60 pages in, but I think so far it has really transformed my life and transformed my approach to mindfulness. And if there's one book I could ever recommend in life to anyone, I think it would be this book. And it's really allowed me to kind of keep myself in check in terms of staying present, because I think I talked about this in a previous episode. We're always either in the past or in the future, you know, thinking about past scenarios with our ex, or how it could have been, should have been, would have been, or in the future. So again, how it could have been, oh, we could have had a family, we could have had this and that. And a lot of the times we forget to just stand still and be in this moment and take it for what it is. So yeah, the book has been, honestly, I don't want to jump the gun and say life-changing, but I think definitely life-changing in terms of perspective. And I think it can really be eye-opening, and I think it can be a good book to read also when you're a little bit sad, because I think it is very uplifting. And something that I really like about it as well, it's very easy to read. And I think that is because the way that it is written, it's basically he answers questions from, I don't know, I think users or followers of his about mindfulness. And what's great about this is all of these questions are questions that, for example, I also always had. And he answers them in a very simple way. It's not complicated. He doesn't use any complicated words. He gives very everyday examples. So it's super easy to understand and grasp. So, yeah, I think if there's one thing I can recommend about mindfulness and staying present, embracing the present moment, taking it for what it is, I would definitely recommend this book. And I think this can really help you transform your dating life as well. So we'll see how it goes for me. I'll keep you updated. But for now, I'm on a dating app ban until the end of this year. So as I'm recording this, it's November 27th. So yeah, I'm not really doing a lot of dating at the moment. I am open to meeting someone in a more natural way. Yeah, maybe in like an event, or I don't know, at a bar, whatever. Just meeting someone in person. But for now, I'm off the dating app, so I'm not doing much dating. But once I get some more action, I will let you guys know how the book has helped me. Maybe I can do like a separate episode on it also once I finish reading it. The next thing I think that I want to talk about and that I think is important, especially like in the post-breakup era when you're starting to date again and you want to be more mindful about it, is trying to set realistic expectations for yourself and for dating. I think one of the most difficult parts for me, I guess, after my breakup, when I started dating again, was, I mean, I was very excited to start dating again and to meet new people, but I think I did have a lot of failed first dates, which definitely made up for the lack of dates in previously in my life, I think, because I think I also touched on this in a previous episode, but in the past, normally every time I would meet someone, it would just be kind of like an instant click. And now I kind of had a lot of first dates, which, yeah, made up for the fact that I didn't have any. And they were pretty bad. And I think kind of demotivated me a little bit because I was super excited. But I think just trying to, yeah, set realistic expectations that, I mean, you're most likely not going to meet the love of your life on the first date that you go on right after your breakup. I mean, you may, but the chances of that, I think, are slim. So trying to be realistic about it, trying to just take it for what it is and not set too many high expectations for how it should be, how it will be. Yeah, I think that can also help you manage your expectations and manage your dating life a little bit better. And I think the last thing that I want to touch on, and I think is really important when you start dating again, you know, especially after you get out of your relationship, is really learning to communicate well and also communicate mindfully once you start dating again. And this can be communicating about anything and everything. So I think it's important, first of all, to be open about what you're looking when you start dating. So this is, of course, different for everyone, but try to be straight up and straightforward with the person you're on a date with, because you know, maybe they are looking for the opposite. So if you're looking for just dating and seeing and having fun and meeting new people, maybe they are looking for a relationship. So it's important to communicate that and communicate also any boundaries that you have or any, you know, maybe expectations that you have. I think this can really help your dating to be a little bit more smooth. Yeah, I think being open and communicating is super important. And I think the other person will appreciate that as well. And yeah, just trying to be mindful about what you want and how you communicate that to the other person. And just, yeah, what are your intentions when it comes to dating again. So before I finish today's episode off, and today's episode was definitely a little bit shorter, but like I said, we'll do a whole mini dating series, so don't worry, there's plenty of content coming your way. But I wanted to actually talk a little bit, not only about the podcast, but also what Anastasia and I are doing, because it's so much more than the podcast, and I feel like we never really talked about it. And maybe this should actually be a separate episode in itself, but I do want to touch a little bit on Heartloop. So Heartloop is actually our startup that we started earlier this year, and it really started because I was going through my own breakup and I was really feeling this lack of community. And you know, of course I had family and friends, but I think what I was really missing was being able to speak with someone and being able to hear someone's story and someone who was going through the same thing as me. That was my thing. Like, all my friends and family were either single or in relationships. And at the end of the day, I really felt like none of them understood me because none of them had their heart broken like me. And, you know, they were telling me all this advice when in the moment, like, my whole world, you know, just fell apart. And I was just always thinking to myself, well, you don't really understand what I'm going through, so how can you help me? And that is kind of how we started Heartloop. So this podcast is actually a part of it, and Heartloop is our safe space, our safe community on the internet, and we're really trying to transform heartbreaks in the age of fast and digital relationships. So in the age of Tinder and Hinge and Bumble and Raya and all these dating apps, we want to create this safe corner on the internet where you can come, you can share your story, you can talk to other people who are going through the exact same thing as you. And at the end of the day, even if your breakup is not the exact same as, you know, this person that you're chatting to online, the thing that unites us is this emotion of grief. And so that is what kind of, you know, unites all of us breakuppies and us heartbroken people. And we think that there is so much power in community, and we really want to make it a positive space. Now, with that being said, we are also maybe brainstorming the changing the podcast name. So this also correlates a little bit to the startup, but actually the Broken Hearts Club was the first name we ever thought of when we thought what to name our startup. In the end, we decided to go with Heartloop, but we kind of wanted to commemorate and, you know, remember still this original name, but now that we're really trying to switch our, or yeah, not even switch, but just more promote this identity of healing, the Broken Hearts Club is not the most healing and mindful name. So we're thinking of making it the Healing Hearts Club. So definitely leave your vote in the option below. I'll put the question, what do you think of the name? Do you like it or not? And definitely let us know your input. We'll probably be switching that within the upcoming few weeks, and also maybe switching out the logo a little bit. So with Heart Loop, we currently are in this MVP stage. So what that means is we have a Discord community, which we've talked about a little bit in the previous episodes. And I, as always, will leave the link down below for you guys so you can join. And there we share our stories, we share tips, we talk about how we feel. You can talk about anything. And we also accept everyone, so it's a very safe space. There's no hate, no bullying. And we'd love to have you join. Even if you're not heartbroken, you can just tag along for support and help others. And we also have an Instagram where we share a lot of informational content, also fun content, a lot of reels. I think now you'll definitely be seeing more of us. We also recently got into this incubator program, which is so exciting. You can definitely see more about that on Instagram and on TikTok. It's in Amsterdam, it's 10 weeks, and we are following the program with 5 other startups based in the science and tech field. So we are, of course, part of the tech field, and we're super excited for the opportunity, and hopefully we'll be able to also share those insights through the podcast. So hopefully you'll be able to see that as we come up with new ideas, and definitely would love to have you guys tag along for the journey and for the ride. Maybe I can make a separate episode detailed more about the startup. What exactly is our solution? Our end solution is actually going to be an application. Hopefully we'll be developing that in 2024, and we can also get your guys' input. But yeah, we definitely have a lot of exciting things coming up. Like I said, maybe me and Anastasia can make a separate short episode talking more about Heart Loop and maybe also about the incubator program if anybody would be interested about that. But I think that's everything for today's episode and everything that I wanted to share. And I think we can get started with our minute of mindfulness. So like I talked earlier about the book, The Power of Now, I think it's only fitting that we do a minute of mindfulness. And I think for this minute, it's good if it doesn't matter if we're sitting or standing or laying down, we can just kind of stop whatever we're doing and just for 1 minute, stay present in the moment and really try to observe all the thoughts that come up. So don't try to suppress any thoughts. Don't try to focus on your breath, and don't try to stop any thoughts because they will definitely be coming up. Most people have a million thoughts a minute racing in their mind. So just try to observe the thoughts from a third person perspective and don't judge them. So don't analyze them, don't judge them. Try not to place any emotions related to these thoughts. Just try to observe them from a third person perspective for this next minute. So let's get started. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode and sticking around for the end to hear more about the podcast and about Heart Loop and staying for our minute of mindfulness. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week and we will see you in next week's episode. Bye, Breakup Besties.